30 years old, fucking collapsing. Are you out of your fucking minds, you people? You don't see what's going on here. We played this song. It is hard out here for pimps. Take it from me. Ain't no sunshine when I collapse. Go. Passing out on the soccer field. Yeah, you know the words. Ain't no sunshine when I'm knocked out. It's all dark in here. Thank you to the vaccines. You folks lined up for these things. Flick was taken to the hospital. Nothing to see here, folks. It's rare. Just another unfortunate. It's just a, my good man. I implore if I may interrupt. This is just yet another unfortunate addition. It is rare, I tell you. It is rare. There's nothing to link these people. You say this again, I swear to God, you'll be beaten with a polo mallet. I'll see to it myself. The one of the staff ravish you, you understand? And we've talked about it, and we listed and we played a video of a massive list of recent cases of soccer players and other athletes, amateur and professional, that have gone down the tubes with heart problems or collapsed on the field. When have you ever seen this before? You've seen players die on the field? Really? What spaceship were you just beamed out of? There's a story, folks, on pain.tv where we detail a number of these folks and the clubs they belong to and the positions they play, etc. And last week, we're 10 days ago, approximately, we talked about Barcelona's Sergio Aguero. He suffered breathing difficulties during a game and collapsed on the field. And since then, there's been rumors that he's going to retire. Oh, but they took him off the field. He was okay. Oh, except they had to take him to the fucking hospital. What? And now he's not playing? He could be out for months, or he could be out forever. Again, sir, unsubstantiated rumor. Fake news, if you will. This man needs to be stopped. Yeah, it's all bullshit. We get a 500% increase, according to one doctor, 500% increase of sudden cardiac deaths of FIFA players in 2021. That's the professional, the NFL equivalent for international soccer. It's FIFA. Nothing to see here. Send lawyers, guns, and money, especially if you're a smash-and-grab thief attacking stores around the country. And they had no problem gunning down a security guard in California. It's crime rages. But hey, don't worry. There's a fucking mystery variant.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Guess what? Not going to get any better. Crime is out of control. In Philly, right down the street, we're coming up on 500 murders in 2021. And the dopey mayor here, the shanty Irish fucking midget leprechaun, he wants gun control to combat it. Gun control. People with illegal guns killing other people. Let's control the legal guns so people can't defend themselves. When he's not blaming Republicans for the epidemic of violence. I mean, you can't. There's something mentally wrong with these people. They're fucked up. They can't be helped. They can't be helped. 499 people have been killed. As of press time right now, who knows? I'm sure it's more than 499 people. It's chaos in Philly. I won't go into fucking Philadelphia. I won't go into any major cities. Some of my friends are getting together in New York City. I said, knock yourself out. I'm not fucking going anywhere near that third world hellhole, cesspool, nightmare, vaccine mandate, fucking gates of hell. I'm not going there to spend my money. Out of your fucking mind. And they are out of their minds. They think, oh, we'll just bebop around New York like it's 20 years ago. Okay. Good luck. Let's go hang out in New York at nighttime. What could go wrong? And D.C. has already reached 200 homicides. Little D.C., 200 homicides. Hasn't been that bad since 2003. Oh, guess what? Not done yet. We got weeks left. Trying to get to you. We've been trying to get to these fucking people who run these cities. They're criminals. They want people to harm other people. There's no other fucking excuse for it. There can be no other excuse for it. Just like they're trying to collapse the economy, etc. Some thoughts, some general thoughts on this insanity as we finish up the show. It's no coincidence. Anything. It's a plandemic that happens, a scamdemic plandemic. There's no coincidences. There's no coincidence why Africa is chosen to be the so-called source of a so-called new variant and so-called new scam. It doesn't even make any sense. I wondered for a long time, why Africa, which is a favorite chess piece of the Gates crowd, Melinda and Bill Gates and Fauci crowd, etc., why it's remained off the board for so long. Well, I wonder no longer. You wonder if it has to do with something in the fact that it has the lowest of COVID-19 deaths. Well, we can change that. It also has the lowest rate of COVID-19 vaccinations. Well, if we can unveil a new scheme and we can show the world that these unvaccinated, these unwashed types are responsible for this, even if we have to fabricate it, well, then we can tell people it's the unvaccinated that helped create this monster variant. Oh, really? Because based on what? Based on what? So if you really look at this, we're back to the beginning where we started. The beginning of the COVID panic, the beginning of the lies, the beginning of the scamdemic, where the narrative was simple. We lock people down. If we don't lock people down, you're all going to fucking die. There's going to be a bloodbath. There's going to be chaos. There's going to be dead people in the streets. Morgues are going to be overwhelmed. Look what's going on in the hospitals in Washington, D.C. Look at what's going on in the hospitals in New York City primarily. They have morgue trucks out there. Do you want this to come to a city near you? Do you want this to be the result of loved ones? They didn't tell anybody they were choking people out on ventilators and introducing COVID into fucking nursing homes. They didn't tell you that. And what else didn't they tell you? Well, they told you, if you don't do these things, if we don't flatten the curve, the death toll will be out of sight. And it makes a fiery ring. And that anybody who locks down and does what they're told, well, you'll have a minimized collateral damage. Only a fraction of the death toll. Well, here we're back to the same fucking place. But then what did they tell you? I need another drink real quick before we close out. The voice. Getting fired up. Emotional, the voice. Makes a little hit. But then they readjusted the scheme. You have to appreciate this. That's why I want to cap this, because I think it's important. They said death and mayhem. Everything will stop once these so-called vaccines become available and are approved. And then Big Pharma and their whores like Fauci and Gates, etc. And even Trump and Biden said, if you get your shots, COVID's going to stop spreading. That's how you can go back to normal if you get your shots. And in countries without the majority of people getting shots, getting loaded up with whatever the fuck this stuff is, from Moderna and Pfizer, etc., and AstraZeneca and J&J. Countries that don't do this are going to face mass fucking deaths. Didn't happen. Didn't happen in Africa. The continent with the lowest rates of COVID-19 vaccination and the fewest amounts of COVID-19 deaths. So then what happened? Well, here we are. It goes on and on and on. We can tackle the lockdown narrative and everything else as this proceeds. But look, the countries that adopted the draconian lockdowns, their rates of infection and deaths are high. Same with the states and the United States. We talk about countries and other places. We can talk about states. Some of the states we have are bigger than many countries. California, Texas, etc. And the place that didn't lock down had death rates that were at least equal or less than the places that did lock down in the United States. Remember Fauci and all of his wing monkeys that said, well, countries and states and places and communities and people and counties that lock down will be overwhelmingly better off and safer. Well, they were either clearly wrong or they lied or both, because that's not fucking true. Now they're doubling down. Like I said, they go back to the playbook in early 2020 they used, and they're doubling down. They're saying, you motherfuckers are going to get these vaccinations. And as many things as we roll out, we don't care if it's an oral form, liquid form, whatever the fuck, you're going to get it. Or we're going to lock you down. And we can keep doing this until you comply. The problem is, after you comply, then they can wave their pen and they can say you're not fully vaccinated until you've had your 10th variant. You've had your booster for your 10th, for the 10th variant. You could be 12 shots into this, 13. Well, you're not fully vaccinated. I mean, okay, then what? Then you got to keep going back. Yeah, you're a repeat customer for life. You understand how the scheme works? Pretty fucking good scheme, right? This is playing out globally, folks. Global health whores in the employ, either directly or in kind, of Big Pharma. And remember, the only way to avoid disastrous high vaccination, I'm sorry, disastrous high death rates and infection rates is to get vaccinated. Even if there's no proof. And in fact, when you examine the data and the science, so to speak, it runs counter to that. Well, that doesn't matter. See, because reality has nothing to do with anything. This is perception. This is spin and narrative. And Africa's numbers have been so far, far lower than experts said they could even possibly be. So it makes, to me, perfect sense why they roll this out there. You say, aha! We told you! We told you bad things were going to happen. It's and we will forget about the people that are starving. Forget about the people that are starving in Africa. You don't have to lock down a family that's already starving and living in squalor. They're already locked down. It's fucking unbelievable. They have to go out and they have to earn some kind of living, okay? You can't say, oh, you're locked down. Oh, yeah, if I don't go earn the small pittance that I get paid, my kids don't get any food at all. And we don't have a lot of food to begin with. You can go and tell these folks in Africa that they have to lock down. They'll fucking laugh at you. What are you saying? Some of these folks have large households. Multiple, you know, double-digit people living in their homes. They have to provide for these people. Don't fucking lock down. Locking down, that's so first world. And plus, you're going to tell these people? You're going to blow into Africa and tell these people if they don't sit in their fucking houses and wherever they live that they're going to die? Well, they haven't died yet, and they're coming up on 2 years into it. How are you going to sell that? You're out of your fucking mind. You can say these people are, you know, uneducated, whatever. It's the uneducated folks. And the truly educated, it's the folks with a high school diploma or less and folks with PhDs. Those two groups are saying, fuck, this doesn't make any sense. That's why you can understand why the corporate media is hyping the shit out of this and creating fear. You think the people in Africa are concerned? They're not. They're not. They don't play. This is done for you. This is done for your benefit. Whatever country you're listening to this from, this is done for you. The fucking people in Africa don't have time to play games like this. Believe me, they don't. And that's why it's a perfect place to roll it out. It's a perfect straw man. And also, they get to attack the unvaccinated. They created this. Understand the scheme. Understand the game. And you're off to the races mentally. That's all you can ask for. That's what we're doing here. Okay, I think we're going to wrap it up. We got something after that? Nah, I don't know. Something. No, I think that's it. We'll close this sucker out and we'll be back tomorrow. Working on a hot wire too. You're not going to want to miss that. Pain.tv, get on it. Time is... good. We're doing good on time. We started early tonight. I think we're going to be cutting this sucker loose earlier than normal through the end of the year if we don't all die first from Omicron. You can't make it up, folks. Also, the so-called variant was discovered from four people who had been vaccinated. I mean, not that even these guys can't even get the goddamn story straight. Four people on a diplomatic mission. What bad movie is this? All I know is that regardless of what movie, it's a rerun. It's a fucking rerun. We've already seen this one. We've already seen this movie. We've already lived it. Take care and God bless you.